الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح في أحب فيها إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that Dhul Hijjah is approaching very fast, and very soon the month of Dhul Hijjah will start. It is the very month in which the Hujjaj do the Amal of Hajj and they get their sins purified and they become the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the time in which people who give sacrifice. So it is a very auspicious and a very blessed time for which a person can become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح أحب إلى الله فيها من هذه الأيام, that there is no other days in which ibadah is done is more virtuous and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the ibadah that is done in other days. So any form of ibadah which is done in these days is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعْدِلُ سِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ كَسَنَةٍ, that one fast on these 10 days is equivalent to a year's fast. One fast in these 10 days is equivalent to a year's fast. And one night of ibadah is equivalent to doing ibadah in Laylatul Qadr. So this is the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for those people who will do ibadah on these days. And they will fast on these days. So these are the days that are about to come. So we should not lose the opportunity. This great reward, no matter how much we do other days, it will be of no equal to the ibadah that is done on these days and nights. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ما من أعمام الأعمام أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام, that no other good action is more virtuous than the action that are done on these days and nights. The Sahaba that inquired, just to clarify, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, even if a person is spending, is doing jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if that is not more virtuous than those ibadah. Prophet ﷺ said, "Walal jihad fi sabilillah." Even fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less virtuous than the amal and the ibadah that is done on these days and nights. Yes, only that jihad will be more virtuous than these ibadah. Is illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa mali falam yarji' min dhalika bi shay. Yes, that ibadah, that jihad, where a person goes out with his life and his wealth, but he returns with nothing from those two things, meaning he has given his life in path of Allah, then that jihad will be more virtuous than the amal, than the good actions, than the pious deeds that are done on these 10 days. This is a hadith from Bukhari, this is not from my pocket. So any ibadah that is done on these 10 days is more virtuous. Imam Tirmidhi says that one fast is equivalent to whole years of fast. And one night of ibadah is equivalent to doing ibadah in Laylatul Qadr. So these are the nights and days that are about to come. So no other action, no other ibadah will supersede the ibadah which is done in these nights. Even jihad, the sahabas inquired, قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. Said, even jihad في سبيل الله, is that not more virtuous than the ibadah? No. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. Even fighting in the path of Allah is not more virtuous than the amal done. Yes, that jihad where a person goes and doesn't come back. He gives his life and he gives his wealth. Once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyul jihadi afdal? Ayyul jihadi afdal? Which is the best form of jihad? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Man uqira jawaduhu wa tustashhadu. That jihad is the most virtuous whose horse's feet is being cut and he has drank the water of shahada. That type of jihad is the most virtuous. Once a person was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma a'tini أفضل ما تعطي عبادك الصالحين. He's praying, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم أعطني أفضل ما تعطي عبادك الصالحين. Oh Allah, give me better than what you give to your pious servants. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hearing that, replied, إذن يعقر جوادك وتستشهد. Then, for you to get that, then your horse's feet will be cut and you will be given the water of shahada. You will drink the water of shahada. That is the greatest reward. That is the greatest reward. There is no reward greater than that. There is no reward greater than giving life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the highest status a person can reach. And there's no higher status than that. So this is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did istisna, meaning he stipulated that the jihad which is done and life is given, then that action will supersede every other action. Otherwise, the ibadah that is done on these 10 nights and 10 days will be most virtuous. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he even swore by it. والفجر وليال عشر. He swears by the 10 nights. By the 10 nights. Why? Because of the magnanimity of this night. Because of the virtue. Because of its value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, it is said that every day of ibadah in these days, every day of fast, is equal to the reward of freeing 100 slaves. Free 100 slaves and spending 100 horse in the jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to fast on the day, on the 8th, Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, it is equivalent to 1,000. And to fast on the 9th and Yawm al-Arafah is equivalent to 2,000. That is the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for these days and nights that are about to come. So we should not think that these days and nights are ordinary days and nights. They are no ordinary days and nights. These are the days and nights which, if we can spend in ibadah, then our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become much more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this great reward which He has reserved for these nights and days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want those people who could not go for Hajj to be deprived of reward. Yes, we all know the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated and kept for those people who have gone for Hajj. That, what did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That those who do Hajj Mabrur, that their reward can only be Jannah. وَالْحَجْرَةُ حَجَّةٌ مَبْرُورَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. That Hajj Mabrur is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. And the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for Hajj Mabrur is Jannah. Nothing else. Nothing inferior, nothing less than Jannah. So these Hujjaj who are blessed, who had the means, who had the opportunity to go, they will get this reward. Another hadith, it said, من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. That whoever does Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not commit any sins and does not break any adab and any requisite and any conditions of Hajj, then they will return from Hajj as if their mother has given birth to them today. So all these rewards and all this virtue and this status the Hujjaj will get. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to deprive those who have not been given the opportunity, who have sincerely wanted to go, but for some reason they could not go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these 10 days and 10 nights to do ibadah in these 10 days and 10 nights. And the reward that you will get will supersede any other amal that is done on any other day. Any other day. So fasting on these days is equivalent to a year's fast. And doing ibadah on these nights is equivalent to doing ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. So these 10 days will come and go, but fortunate is he who is able to spend his time accordingly like this. So this is why it's very important that when we find out when the first Dhul Hijjah is, we should try try to make some time for ibadah. Try to make some time for ibadah. And like I mentioned before, reading Fajr and Isha with Jama'ah will guarantee us the reward of the whole night. So it is like we are spending the whole night in ibadah. So that is one way of making sure that we have got that reward. If by chance we cannot wake up, or if by chance we become busy, or if by chance we fall asleep, at least if we do our Fajr and Isha with Jama'ah, then we will get that reward. And to be honest, brothers should be performing their Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah. They should be performing their Salat in Jama'ah, in the masjid, not at home, like women and children. Masjid has been created for that reason. Masjid is not just a place where we come for Salatul Jumu'ah. Masjid has been made for 5 times Salah. And this is why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he once said in Hadith, that I wish that I go to those houses where the men perform their Salat at home and gather the children of the locality and order them to go and burn those houses down. But because they have children and women, I do not order. So men should be coming to the masjid and performing the salah with jama'at. That is why, if we are weak, then we should have masjid, we should have houses close to the house, houses close to the masjid so we can come. Yes, if we are strong iman, no problem, how far. The greater the distance, the more reward you will get. But how many of us have got such great iman that will force us to come to the masjid? Very few. The people who live close to the masjid, they don't even come. What do you expect from those people who live far from the mosque? Yes, the Sahabas. There were some Sahaba who deliberately lived far. And there were those some Sahaba who deliberately lived close. So my dear respected brothers and elders, these 10 days and 10 nights which are about to come, which are about to dawn upon us, they are very blessed days and blessed nights. So we should not let them go past without making some sort of effort in our ibadah, making some extra optional ibadah, and trying to fast, if not all 9 days, but at least some of the days. At least some of the days. So that we are not deprived of the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for these nights and days. And also, those whom qurbani is farz. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ra'a hilal dhil hijjah wa arada an yudahi fala ya'khudh min shi'rihi wala min adfarihi. Whoever sees the beginning of the hijjah and they have the intention of doing a sacrifice, then they should not clip their hair and nails. So from the first Dhul Hijjah, we should not cut our nails and our hair. Why? This is the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, this is trying to emulate the Hujjaj, the Hajj that have gone. What do they do in the state of ihram? They do not cut their hair, nor do they clip their nails. So although we were not able to go there, at least if we try to emulate them, then by emulating these hujjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give us some of the blessings that Allah has given them. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to emulate those Hujjaj. So this is why he said those who are going to sacrifice, who are going to give sacrifice, then what should they do? They should not clip their hair or nails from the first of the Hijjah. And 99% of us, sacrifice will be compulsory. It doesn't take a lot of wealth for sacrifice to become compulsory. Inshallah, we will speak about that in the following week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.